Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life, right here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. Well, I've gone and done it. The book is up. My book. It's only as an ebook right now. The paperback and the audio will follow in 2024, but my ebook is out there, so I'm now officially a published author. It was written over a year ago, and it's taken this long to edit and get things done just because I have so much else on my plate. But finally, I've let it go and it's out there. It's kind of a little intimidating when you put it out there because now it's out there and everything that I am sharing, I am sharing out with the world. I did make a little faux pas. The book is called Sarah's Self-Discovery to Soul Living, Spiritual Reflections and Stories on a Journey to Heart and Soul Loving. But when I put it up on Amazon and because I get confused at these things, I put it up as my self-discovery to soul living, which is fine. It's up there. So, you know, what is it about? It's about my journey in life. It's about how I came to be a soul liver and how I've always looked at soul and heart as my compass and my guidance system. And my struggles and the difficulty of living as a human being versus a spiritual being. The challenges that I've had in life to get where I am. But the journey of becoming who I am today, doing what I'm doing and loving both who I am, what I'm doing, you know, how I got here. And so it's funny when you write the book, because I literally just 3 weeks poured it out and then spent the next year on and off kind of editing it and going through it again, rereading it a few times, which can sometimes be even more intimidating than rereading it. It just feels weird when you kind of put it out there that, you know, it's now there for anybody who wishes to read it, which I was asked to do my book and it's out there. That's it now. I'm already on another book, our Forgotten Children book series, which is coming out in February. Yes, I'm co-authoring that as well, but 12 other beautiful authors are there to share their stories of life on how raising children and how we need to make changes in order to serve our children better. And very passionate about that book, and I'm so much going to be coming out about that. I'm also in another book series called Dare to Be Fearless, where I have written a chapter in that as well. And come June, I should be in another book, the 262 book. So yes, it's busy writing time, but it kind of is funny when you see your book up there published, and it's published, it's there. I speak openly and honestly all the time here on this network about struggles in life and my journey to being where I am, my reflections. I've been open and honest about my depression, my spirituality, my health issues, even, you know, the struggling as a senior in today's world, you know, financially, etc. So there's really, you know, the stories in the book are stories and things that happened to me. But the getting here on the subjects that I've shared already online here are kind of in the book. So I shouldn't be so kind of about it being shared. I don't know how people are going to receive it. I don't know if anyone is even going to read it. It's there. And like my podcast, once it's out there, what people do with it is up to them. It's got nothing to do with me. And so it's the same with the book. If people read it, great. You know, if they have some response to it, great. But it's out there now. You have to let things go at some point. Yes, it's going to have a journey of its own. I'm obviously going to be a part of that journey somewhere along the line. But I remember when, I first said I was going to write a book, my mother was, "Don't do your dirty living in public." And my sister also like, "Oh, what are you going to write about?" And, always about that exposure. But I'm different in the family, whereas that I'm not going to be apologetic for how I feel, how I see things. Not done with malice, not done with angst, done with observation. Been a painful journey in many ways. As my brother said, who is in it, edited it, as he's a professor, literary professor and an author himself, he said there's a lot of loneliness in the book. And yes, there is. My life has been a reflection of that. And it's also not just about being alone. I like being alone now. I love my own company, but it was being lonely in other people's company. I were not being seen and not being heard and feeling very different. And people saw you and they needed you, and then they didn't want to the people to know that they knew you. Those type of things that makes you lonely. But all those struggles help us find our courage, our strength, our own abilities. And in doing what I'm doing today, which I'm now nearly coming up to 12 years of doing this podcasting, and all the things that I've done in between, owned my own dress shop, co-owned restaurants, worked in the restaurant industry, the film industry, the theatre industry, South Africa's first go-go dancer, being a mobile discotheque, DJ, all those things that I've done, everything I've experienced in life prepared me for now to doing what I'm doing now. And I love what I'm doing now. I finally stepped into my meaningful purpose. I've stepped into a place where I feel at home. I believe I'm good at it. Because what you're getting is somebody just who's organically themselves, who invites other people to be the same and share their beautiful why, their wonderful journey as to what they're doing and how it serves other people. So the baseline has always been kind of always in customer service in some form or other. And this is still a customer service platform where we're here to serve you, the audience, and inspire you and guide you and let you hear how other people have done it and what they're offering to help you do it yourself. So it's all there for you. But at the same time, this is my journey. And I share a few things. I did not go down the dark, painful road where I'm explicitly talking about any of the pain of anguish. I definitely speak about it, but I'm not reliving it in a painful way. I have written it as an observation, reflection on my life and on my story, and not from a place of pain. I've healed that. Do I have more healing to do? Of course, we always do. There's always something that's there, cellular level, that comes out that we need to address. And I will deal that with as it comes, because now I know how. I've learned so much about myself through the years of doing this podcasting, so much about myself, the more and more I allowed myself to be me and not to be what others expected of me. And it has been quite a journey in this self-discovery. And the wisdom that I know there's the divine wisdom, God, universe, spirit, energy, source, whatever you wish to call it, channeling that through as my guidance system, as my compass, generating the love and the passion of it within my heart, allowing my spirit to set free for my mind to know what it needed to know, when it needed to know it, to know what to do with that wisdom. That has always been my desire to be in that space. And now I truly come from that space. And everything I do with Self-Discovery Wisdom and the Orchard of Wisdom.org, everything that I do with the books and everything else that is coming up, the mentorship directory, the question period with authors or others, it's all around listening to my core. And when my core says yes, then I know it's the right thing to do. So I've truly let that compass guide me. It gives me visions. It gave me visions nearly 6 years ago on what I'm about to do in 2024. And it took that time period to align with the right people, for the right people to come forth at the right time, for the right story, for the right platform. I've learned to slow down in life and be patient. The vision is right. How it's meant to be done and with whom will be revealed. Where I would go next with this, allow the expansion, and it will be supported. And so this is what it's all about. I've learned to allow. I've learned to surrender. I've learned to live entirely from the inside out and to hell with what people think of me from the outside. I'm not here to please everybody. I'm not here to speak to everyone. I'm not here to speak on behalf of anyone. I'm here just to be Sarah, being Sarah, doing Sarah, and hoping that Sarah in some way enlightens you and inspires you to be yourself as well. I'm here of service to you, just being Sarah. And that took a lot of courage for me to say and become, because Sarah was always apologetic about who she was, because it wasn't what other people wanted from her. And so now it's, I don't bother with that. If you don't see that in me, then you don't get the benefit of me. And if you want something else from me, I'm sorry, you're not going to get it. Those days of that service is over because it costs me too much. And now you're getting an abundance of Sarah because Sarah's energy is being able to be directed in what I do, in interviewing these extraordinary people from around the world, sharing their stories, in illuminating their own beautiful wisdom, and being a message in whatever channel they wish me to be. And I really truly love the journey that I'm on now. But this book is the story and how I got there and how I got to be Sarah today, unapologetically, and just living in her own truth. Whether you can see it or not, that's your choice or your vision, but knowing that I am actually in mine. So the book is there. If you wish to read it, it's an ebook. As I said, next year it will come out in paperback. It purely is timing for me because I've been so busy with all these other books and all these other platforms. When you're putting an anthology together with a bunch of authors, there's a lot to conduct and a lot to do. And so, it takes a little bit of time in order to get everything right and together. And here's book number one up there. There'll also be an audio version of it as well. And, I just might use AI to do that, let it do the audio for me. I don't know. I'm very much into letting technology work for us. And if technology is going to work for me well, then I will use it. So that's what it's all about. But in December 29th, the link to the Dare to Live Fiercely book for pre-order will be up. And I've got a link there that says Sarah's authoring books, and you can go to that link, and that shows you all three books. But it also, if you go to this show here, which is My Self-Discovery is published. So if you go to selfdiscoverywisdom.com and go into Sarah's View of Life genre, you'll see the show up there. Or if you just put in My Self-Discovery is published, the show will come up. It shows you where to purchase my book. It will show you where to pre-order the other book, which is the Dare to Live Fiercely. And it will show you about everything that's coming up with the Forgotten Children book series. And that book series will come live and go out of February in the love month. It'll be a love letter and a love book to our children. And there will be a summit with all the authors coming up in mid-January. And there's a lot to come. There's a lot to do too. And plus, I'm going to be up on Roku TV. I will be launching my Roku TV channel in January. I will also be on four other additional TV platforms there. Not every show will be up there. It is a paid subscription to be up there. So those that do pay for that extra benefit will be up there. And some of my shows will be up there, not every one of them. But most certainly to do with the authors. They will certainly be up there on Roku TV as well. And what I would say to people if you're thinking about writing your book, I have no idea the impact my story is going to have on anyone, if there is even an impact. As I said, once you've written it, you put it out there. What people do with it is what they do with it. But if it inspires one person, if it invites one person to take their own journey, if it speaks to anybody on their particular journey right now, if it gives any illumination or insight in any way on stepping into your own beautiful essence and allowing yourself to be, then it has been of service. And that is why the book is there, is to be of service. So if you do order it, it's at a vast price of $3.88 on ebook right now on any of the Amazons. That is a US price, but it has the links to all the other Amazons as well. And if you have read it, I'd love to hear some feedback on it, whatever. Nastiness not accepted, but you know, if you have a view of it, please do share. And as I said, the audio and the paperback will be coming next year in 2024. But here's my life. Not absolutely everything that's ever happened to me is in there. I kept the book short. It talks to the main things. Excuse me. And it shares the most important things, and the things that have had a big impact on my life. But most certainly, doing these shows, getting to speak to people from around the world, facing things that they faced and who they are today because of it. My goodness, if you cannot be inspired by some of the stories, you can't be inspired by anything. It's truly, truly, truly illuminating. So enjoy the book. And if you don't read it, that's fine. If you do read it, thank you. And if it has any benefit to you at all, I with love. I hope it does. So it's out of my hands now. It's now in yours. So it is on Amazon on My Self Discovery, A Journey into Soul Living by Sara Troy. So if you're interested, it's up there. And I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. This is the last show of the year, and I wish everybody a wonderful Christmas. And I hope that everybody is looking forward to 2024 because I think it's going to be an extraordinary year. I think it's going to be a year of real energy growing and illuminations. But may this beautiful festive season be one of peace and love and togetherness. And may you find that love and togetherness with each other. Because after all, folks, that's what it's about. It's about togetherness and whatever faith you're in. It's about love for each other, caringness, value of each other, and just laughter and joy and gratitude. And don't forget sharing. There are so many people out there alone. There are so many people out there feeling not seen or heard. Let's take the time to see them, to hear them, to invite them. And to let them know we care about them. So until next time, folks, have a very wonderful Christmas. The next show will be for you in the new year. So ho, ho, ho it. Enjoy it. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'll see you on the 2nd of January. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.